Senate Democratic leader John Sampson is stepping up pressure for the legislature and governor to act to increase the state's minimum wage from the current $7.25 an hour to $8.50 an hour. The senator, speaking after a public forum where backers of the minimum wage increase testified, says he views it as a moral issue.
Politics should not play into this at all. This is about doing the right thing for people.
But the conservative think tank, the Empire Center, says the vast majority of minimum wage earners in New York State are actually making the equivalent of over $10 an hour because they're taking advantage of the state and federal earned income tax credit. Russell Sykes is with the Empire Center.
These are refundable credits that come to a household in the form of cash. And what they effectively do for a single parent, single mother with two children, who is working full-time at the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour, a little over $15,000 a year, is they actually raise that wage by 44% to $21,726.
Sykes says IRS numbers show 75 to 80% of minimum wage workers who are eligible for the tax credit actually do receive it. He says it's an effective tool, and he's surprised that lawmakers don't take more credit for the program.
It has an enormous effect on poverty. It lifted about 6 million people, 3.3 million of them children nationwide, out of poverty. It has a much better anti-poverty effect than the minimum wage does.
Catholic Bishop Howard Hubbard of Albany, who testified at the forum, says the earned income tax credit is a great help to the working poor, but it's not enough.
I see it every single day. I live at the cathedral. We have our food pantry there. Every day they're lined up. We're just opening a new soup kitchen over on Livingston Avenue, and people want to work. They want to be contributing members of society, but they can't make it on the wages that are being paid today.
The biggest obstacle to passage in the state Senate is the opposition of Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, a Republican, as well as many of the members of Skelos' GOP conference.
My position hasn't changed, and I believe it's a job killer.
Senator Skelos spoke after giving a speech to the small business group, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which opposes a minimum wage increase. The senator says the state is still in very difficult economic times, and an increase would be too costly to small businesses.
When you raise the minimum wage, there's a bumping process because the person that's just above the minimum wage says, well, if you gave him a buck and a half, I want a buck and a half. It increases all the costs of the job created concerning workers' comp, Social Security, and it really negatively impacts young people throughout the state who are a good part of the minimum wage earning group. When they get laid off, because these small businesses will not be able to afford to have them.
The leader of the majority party Democrats in the Assembly, Speaker Sheldon Silver, was the first to propose the minimum wage hike back in January. Silver disagrees with Senator Skelos. He says the increase would actually help businesses because it would put more money from workers immediately into the local economy and serve as an instant economic stimulus.
It will not go into savings accounts. It will not go into Wall Street. It will go into mom-and-pop grocery stores. It will go into the cleaners, the baker, and the candlestick maker in the neighborhood, those small businesses that need that additional stimulus.
Governor Cuomo, speaking in Syracuse early in April, said he's supported minimum wage increases in the past, but realizes that some worry the economy could be hurt by it. Cuomo did not rule it out, though, and said he might try to broker a compromise between supporters and opponents. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.